What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
With Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program, The Little Green Kids. And black-eyed weirdies. Here's something that may surprise you. The older I am, the more creeped out I get. Okay? The older I get, the more creeped out I get by things. And here is why that is. I have always had a very scientific outlook on life. And a part of the scientific method is gathering data. And when I was younger, I was less experienced. And so I was very doubtful about a lot of these paranormal things that you hear about. I figured, well, these are people with their imaginations running wild, campfire tales, folklore, you know, fodder for fiction. And so I tended to believe that nothing was actually true or real unless I had some personal experience or some kind of personal data. And that shows you how that all research is sort of egotistical ultimately. But as I got older,
And I was out there every day looking for evidence, and I had more experiences and I got more data. Then eventually I started seeing, wow, a lot of this stuff actually is real. And then my mindset, of course, began to adjust. One of my favorite short stories, I guess, was written by Stephen King called 1408. It was turned into a mind-bending movie. But there is this quote from that story. There is this sort of like ghost hunter type guy who's tempting fate. I forget exactly, but he's going to like go to this haunted hotel room in order to spend a night. And I think he's just going to write a story or something like that. But he's very dismissive of the idea of a haunted room and a haunted hotel. And so before he goes to stay in this room, which has been off limits for a long time, best I recall, the general manager of the hotel sits down with him and says, and this is a quote from the story, "In an abandoned house or an old castle keep, your unbelief may serve you as protection. In room 1408, it will only render you more vulnerable. Don't do it, Mr. Enslin. That's why I waited for you tonight, to ask you, beg you, not to do it," end quote. See what an interesting concept that is? That usually your unbelief may serve you as protection. And I think when I was younger, I frequently would rely on that. Like, hey, I don't believe anything bad is going to happen here or scary is going to happen here. And so that attitude allowed me to go into a lot of places that were spiritually dangerous, frankly. I mean, I have seen people, not only people physically and emotionally scarred by going into some of these situations, but even die. Okay. There are more than one deaths. And I don't like to talk about this stuff because it's real and there are real people and real lives and real families affected by this. But I've seen people die as a direct result of going into some of these paranormal situations and dabbling into things that they shouldn't dabble with. And so I no longer believe that my unbelief in something is enough to necessarily protect me. I do, of course, think that the power of belief is an important tool when it comes to protecting you. If you're going to go into that type of a scenario where you know there's a bit of a psychic danger there and you need to envision a protective white light around you or say prayers or bring something that reinforces your faith. I mean, this is all a matter of trying to combat something spiritual with something spiritual, something mental with something mental. But you can't just rely on that. And I'm telling you this because there is one topic that I will not dig into on this show. I am going to scratch the surface of it on this particular edition, but only so far. And there is one book out there that I myself have never been able to bring myself to read. And in fact, I don't know if I've ever even talked about it, because talking about it and talking about this concept might be all it takes in order to attract things into your life that you don't want. And I want you to understand something. I care about each and every one of you listening to my voice right now. I would never give you any information or put any words or vibrations out there that would harm you. So we are going to teeter around the edge of something very creepy and eerie, but we're not going to go for it. Okay. We're not going to plunge into any dangerous territory. So just be prepared. That's coming up later in the show. Before we get into that, though, I must address some of this new UFO news that has been coming out recently. And some of it is, well, it's pretty darn intriguing. For example, you may have seen this article that came out, it hit in early April this year. And it's been carried on many different news outlets, including iHeart stations. And basically The headline here is bombshell FBI memo reveals that a UFO did crash in Roswell, New Mexico. So this particular one that I'm reading is by Dave Bassner from WBZNewsRadio.iHeart.com. And it basically says, now, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act, a very interesting document has come to light, and it is currently in the FBI's vault. And by the way, this is no joke. There's a link right there. You can go to the FBI.gov website, and the FBI is acknowledging now this is a real document. And this is regarding the Roswell incident, apparently. It is a 1950 internal memo to J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, from the head of the Washington, D.C. field office. The subject of the memo is flying saucers, and it describes how an Air Force investigator reported that three flying saucers were recovered in New Mexico. I'm about to read you this entire report, this entire memo. It's not very long, but it's this, again, this is totally legit. And, J. Edgar Hoover, he had to have a file on everything, right? He had to know about everything. So it's not surprising that this would come across his desk at some point, even though you say, well, what does the FBI have to do with something that the military retrieved? So anyway, here's what it says. An investigator for the Air Forces, and I'm reading this verbatim, stated that three so-called flying saucers had been recovered in New Mexico. They were described as being circular in shape with raised centers, approximately 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. Each body was bandaged in a manner similar to the blackout suits used by speed flyers and test pilots. According to Mr. This is redacted, the name of the informant, the saucers were found in New Mexico due to the fact that the government had a very high-powered radar set up in that area, and it is believed the radar interfered with the controlling mechanism of the saucers. Wow. Can you imagine if you were thumbing through the FBI vault and you came across that document? And I mean, I'm looking at it right now. How exciting would it be to find a document like that? And the FBI has an official response to this. And so, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what their response is and then how this also coincides with another new report from the Pentagon about the UFO phenomena. And then how maybe all this kind of ties in to some of these other very bizarre reports throughout history about, well, stuff like the little green kids, the black-eyed children. How much of that is truth? How much of that is fiction? We're going to dig into that and a lot more. I just want to let you know, once again, I have a new kit coming out. It's going to be out, maybe in the next couple weeks, very, very soon. If I have less than 100 of these. If you want to be notified immediately when it's ready to go, there's only one way you can do it. Go to joshuapwarren.com, sign up for my free e-newsletter at the site. It takes you about 2 seconds. You put your email address in the little bank there and you hit the submit button. And when you do that, you will also instantly receive some emails from me that give you some free digital gifts that you can access right then and there, things that will help you start manifesting, making your life better. And then I write these newsletters with my own fingers. And very soon I will be hitting that enter button and I will be sending you the information on my brand new kit. This is one that's made a big impact on my life, and that's why I'm excited to share it with you. JoshuaPWarren.com to sign up for the newsletter. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, and I noticed that something kind of weird happened when I was recording this last segment, because I finished recording that and I looked back and there was a little error message that had popped up on part of the recording. And I was like, oh, great, you know. And it was right at the point where I was about to give the name, even though I didn't have it because it was redacted, but give the name of the person who had been like the field investigator and that Roswell memo. And there was a little glitch there, just right at that point. I was like, what? You may have heard this, actually. And so I clicked on it and it said, the audio dropped out for a moment possibly because you're recording to an external drive. But you see, I'm not recording to an external drive. I don't have an external drive plugged into this computer, and I've never seen that message before. So now I'm thinking, wait a minute. Is there a drive that I don't know about that's hooked into this computer? Is somebody else tapping into this as I record it? Maybe I'm just being conspiratorial, but just remember, I live close to Area 51, and I am involved in some research right now that I'm sure the guys at Area 51 are very interested in. Okay. I will never blow the whistle on anything that I think will jeopardize my country, so I don't want anybody to worry about that. But I can understand why, with some of the things I'm doing, people might be interested, just to make sure I'm not going to, you know, accidentally say something. But look, let's move on, shall we? The FBI said in response to that particular memo that it is actually just a secondhand account of what might have happened. Well, isn't that sort of what all reports are? I understand. It's not like the guy says, I was there in the, but I don't think usually when that type of information is passed along in government memos, it comes directly from the person in the field. Then you have somebody who goes out there and gathers the information together and then sends a report over. So I don't know if that's convincing enough for me to think that this is just some kind of hogwash that somebody decided to waste J. Edgar Hoover's time with. And again, you know, the FBI, they had their fingers in everything back in those days. And also they point out that the document was dated 1950, which is around 3 years after the Roswell incident. And so, hey, it may not even be referring exactly to what happened there. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's very compelling, by some standards, even shocking. But at the same time, we can't conclude a heck of a lot from it. But isn't that interesting? Now, right around the same time, this other report came out. This is from LiveScience.com, very reputable scientific source, LiveScience.com. Headline is UFOs left radiation burns and unaccounted for pregnancies, new Pentagon report claims. This is by Brian Spector, and they say 1,500 pages of UFO-related research were just declassified as part of a FOIA request. And basically, I mean, it says, encounters with UFOs have reportedly left Americans suffering from radiation burns, brain and nervous system damage, and even unaccounted for pregnancy, according to a massive database of U.S. government reports. And it says, okay, so they talk about ATIP and all that stuff a little bit. And it says, the cache of documents includes reports on the biological effects of UFO sightings on humans. And the report describes 42 cases from medical files and 300 unpublished cases where humans sustained injuries after alleged encounters with anomalous vehicles. In some cases, humans showed burn injuries or other conditions related to electromagnetic radiation. It says some of them appear to have been inflicted by, quote, energy-related propulsion systems, end quote. And the report also noted cases of brain damage, nerve damage, heart palpitations, and headaches related to anomalous vehicle encounters. I recently saw Lou Elizondo being interviewed about this, and he said that just because that people have been harmed by some of their close encounters, that does not mean that the harm was intentional. He said, let's say you're somebody who has never seen a microwave before. This is a new form of technology to you. And so, you know, you've got your head down there trying to get a good look at it, studying how this microwave works without taking into consideration that maybe you're exposing your head to some dangerous energy there. Okay. It's just sort of a byproduct, a side effect. Or he said, you know, what if you're studying how a jet works? How, you know, how does this thing fly? And you happen to be too close when, you know, the thrusters turn on and you get burned. So it's not necessarily that these aliens are attacking people, just they're using energies that, can be dangerous to human physiology. And, you know, this is just another example of what they are talking about, when they keep releasing more and more evidence for these UFO encounters and UFO sightings to be more than just optical illusions or mistaken, you know, things that are mistaken for one thing or another. And in fact, it's also interesting to me, though, you can envision like a flying saucer having some kind of energy around it that might be harmful to a human. But that same kind of phenomenon where people get sort of radiation burns and stuff is also often attributed to interactions with interdimensional beings. Perhaps most famously, Mothman. Some people who saw Mothman afterward had these inflamed, irritated red eyes, a condition similar to conjunctivitis, and kind of like a sunburn on their face. And you know, also very similar to what I guess people call a snow burn, where you might go out skiing and it might even be overcast. And you don't put sunblock on because it's cold out and you feel fine. But then at the end of the day, you end up with this crusty, painful sunburn all over your face because it's not about the heat. It's about the UV rays being reflected off of that snow onto your face. You know, and that could really do a lot of damage to your eyes and skin. So it may be that, you know, as usual, this line, it gets a little bit blurry between what is a machine, like a flying vehicle, versus what are some of these beings, these interdimensional type beings that create these reactions that are very similar. It's all about some type of an energy signature there that humans are coming into contact with, which can be overwhelming because it's extraordinary based upon how we have ordinarily evolved here. And speaking of these like conditions though, like skin conditions and odd things that happen to people when they are placed in these bizarre situations, you know, you always hear about like the classic phenomenon of the aliens or the little green men, that sort of thing. And when I did my podcast recently, let's see, it was episode 71, called Hollow Earth. Is there really another world down there? I didn't mention a story, which is actually a really, really fascinating story that helps us to sort of open our minds and think a little bit about this concept of the little green men and who they are and where they're from. And maybe the idea that these beings are not necessarily always from outer space, but some of them might actually be from an inner Earth or some type of underwater environment. I mean, you could easily argue that we know more about what's far out in space than we do about, you know, what is inside the Earth, because we don't have any direct observation of what's inside the Earth. At least we can send out some probe and get actual pictures of things in space, but we can't even send a probe down to the center of the Earth. And it reminds me of this story called the Green Children of Woolpit. This is apparently a historical incident, and it concerns two children of an unusual skin color who reportedly appeared in Suffolk, England, sometime in the 12th century. in this area called Woolpit. And the children, brother and sister, were generally normal in appearance, except they had green skin. They spoke an unknown language, would only eat like fava beans. Eventually, they were taught to speak English. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you where they said they were from. It's one of the great mysteries to this day, though. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back after these important messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. The Green Children of Woolpit. This goes back hundreds of years, 12th century. So again, these kids just kind of appear out of nowhere. Brother and sister, and they are normal except they have green skin. It says they spoke in an unknown language and would only eat raw broad beans, which again is kind of like fava beans. Eventually, they learned to eat other food and lost their green skin coloring. But the boy was sickly and died soon after he and his sister were baptized. The girl adjusted to her new life as she got older, but she was considered to be, quote, rather loose and wanton in her conduct, end quote. I thought I knew what wanton meant, but I looked it up, and yeah, she had a lot of non-platonic relationships with gentlemen, I guess you could say, in the area. Remember how popular the Green Girl was on Star Trek? Anyway, after she learned to speak English, the girl explained that she and her brother had come from St. Martin's Land, a subterranean world inhabited by green people. And if we go down and look at a fuller version of this, it says, at harvest time, one day during the reign of King Stephen, it says the villagers of Woolpit discovered two children, a brother and sister, beside one of the wolf pits that gave the village its name. So wolf pit comes from wolf pits. Apparently, that's like a big trap, like a big hole in the ground, like a deadfall or something like that. And I guess, you know, you dig a big hole and you try to trap wolves around there. Anyway, skin was green, spoke an unknown language, clothing unfamiliar. They were taken to the home of Richard de Calnay. Says that the pair refused all food for several days until they came across the beans. And then after learning to speak English, the children, says the surviving girl, explained they came from a land where the sun never shone and the light was always like twilight. Everything there was green. And the children were unable to account for how they got there in Woolpit. They say they'd been herding their father's cattle when they heard a loud noise. And then they suddenly found themselves by the wolf pit where they were found. And then, you know, they emerged. They heard some cattle. And they got lost in a cave and they heard some cattle bells. And then, you know, they came out and were discovered. And they say that according to this historian, Duncan Lennon, the girl was given the name Agnes, and she eventually married a royal officer named Richard Barr. Now, look, nobody can really explain this. There are people who are trying, like, a lot. Well, here's like this one historian saying that, well, there were all these Flemish immigrants that arrived in England in that period of time, and there was a battle and some kids were displaced, and it may be that these kids were dressed weirdly and they were confused from the battle, and that they were sick because of a dietary deficiency, which made them green, and their language would have been unfamiliar. And so, you know, like, so people try to go back and piece together an explanation for this, but we just don't know how to explain this sort of thing. And it does make you wonder, is it indeed possible that there is a subterranean world where these beings come from? And sometimes they have a naturally greenish tone. And that's why we have this sort of whole, you know, stereotype of the little green men. There's something about this idea of like little sort of diminutive individuals, though. Like in this case, these are children. But when you think about those who crashed in Roswell, I mean, they were child-sized. That doesn't necessarily mean they were children. But usually, when you talk about, you know, aliens, people say that they're little, you know, child-sized beings more often than not. Yes, I've heard plenty of stories about the 7-foot-tall reptilians, and, you know, I've got the, what do they call it, like the alien species almanac that I've talked about before, which goes through, gosh, you know, like 100 different types of aliens. But still, there is this concept that we most often come into contact with them when they are in this kind of childlike form. And in some cases, it's very, very creepy, which, of course, reminds us of the tales of the black-eyed children. And this is something that I don't talk about too much. I've always been under the impression that A lot of the black-eyed children phenomenon is probably more urban legend than reality, but it's hard to draw the line. So here's the gist of this, and I'm sure you've heard this before. Black-eyed children or black-eyed kids are the product of this sort of American contemporary legend of paranormal beings that resemble children between the ages of 6 and 16 with pale skin and black eyes and who are reportedly seen hitchhiking or begging or are encountered on the doorsteps of residential homes. Now, there are plenty of bizarre and sort of like hair-raising stories about these creepy little black-eyed kids. And it says that on the Wikipedia site here, while tabloid coverage of these creatures has claimed that tales of black-eyed children have existed since the 1980s, most sources indicate the legend originated from 1996 postings by a Texas reporter named Brian Bethel. And he was posting on some kind of a ghost-related mailing list, and he talked about an encounter with black-eyed kids that happened. Let's see. He said he had this encounter with these two children in Abilene, Texas, in 1996. And then later, there may have been another similar encounter in Portland, Oregon. So a lot of people are saying, like, this guy's stories have become, you know, like, regarded as classic examples of creepypasta, where people kind of get together around this internet campfire and they all contribute to creating some big fanciful tale. And maybe that's all there is to it. But apparently, from what I understand here, this guy, Brian Bethel, he says that this was legitimate, that this really happened. So I went back and I said, okay, I want to see more about exactly what he was describing, exactly what happened to him. And here is apparently what he reported. This is a nice little summary from TexasHillCountry.com. While it may not be the earliest sighting of all time, the earliest reported sighting was in 1996 by Brian Bethel, a journalist from Abilene, Texas. In Bethel's report, he describes a late evening out in his vehicle. He had stopped in a parking lot near a movie theater to write a check, and he was so absorbed in this, he didn't notice two young boys approach his car. He didn't notice until the older boy tapped the driver's side window. Bethel rolled down his window and noted immediately a, quote, soul-racking fear, end quote, though he could not understand why. The older boy said that he and his brother wanted to catch a movie but had forgotten their money at home and asked could Bethel give them a ride. They assured him that it wouldn't take long. They were just two kids and they didn't have a gun. Bethel found the assurances unnerving and noted that the last showing of the film they wanted to see had already started and would be nearly over by the time that he could drive them anywhere and get back. So in his recount of the incident, he stated that when he broke eye contact with them, his fear became all-encompassing, and it wasn't until he broke eye contact that their eyes became completely blacked out. The older boy began to get frustrated when Bethel made excuses for not giving them a ride and said they couldn't get into the car unless Bethel said it was okay. After that, Bethel tore out of the parking lot, and to this day, he stands by his story. Okay, we have these diminutive beings. Some of them are green. Some of them have black eyes. What are we dealing with here? When we come back from this break, I told you there's something that I don't even want to dig into. I'm just going to barely scratch the surface of this. But it taps into this whole sort of uncomfortable, eerie, uncanny sort of sense that people describe when they get close to some of these types of beings, especially the ones with the black eyes, or similar, perhaps related beings, men in black, women in black. I'm only going to tell you so much. I'm only going to tell you so much because this will freak you out. I promise. And then I have a new feature that I'm going to debut on the show tonight. It kind of can go in any direction. I hope you like it. I'm going to experiment. Tonight will be the first one. I have a story for you that's kind of funny, definitely crazy. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and it happened again. I swear, I don't know if you can hear it, that I got a little glitch in the last segment right when I was saying the Black Eyed Children. I'm telling you, like, something is going on here. Something is happening. You can see why that, like, I think that the level of interest in what I'm going to talk about on this show has caught the attention of some certain people. Let me put it this way. You know how Elon Musk just bought a piece of Twitter? Well, listen, I just bought a piece of something that's pretty significant myself. And I just closed this yesterday, and I'm going to be telling you more about this in the near future. So that's what makes this even more kind of freaky for me. It is true. When you start talking about certain things, you may attract certain things. And this is the thing that I just don't want to dig too deeply into, okay? My good friend, Nick Redfern, he's a great author. I've known him for many years. We've worked on TV shows together, and we've gone on tour live together. And he's excellent. He's excellent at everything. And in 2018, he wrote this book that I'm afraid to buy. It's called The Black Diary. Men in Black, Women in Black, Black-Eyed Children, and Dangerous Books. And it says here, here's the description of it. Nick Redfern reveals the very latest information on the sinister Men in Black, the chilling Women in Black, and the creepy Black-Eyed Children. Highlights include dozens of never-before-seen stories of encounters with these creatures, Nick's own sighting of an MIB, the ability of these multidimensional entities to invade our space in hostile fashion, and how and why writing, reading, and even thinking about them can be hazardous. And you look at the spooky cover of this book, and it literally has a warning label on it. And the warning label says, just picking up this book invites them in. Now, I don't know if that was just like a marketing ploy or whatever. And if so, I don't know if it worked or if it became a disaster. Because I believe there's something to that. When he says something like that, I think there's something to it. Just picking up this book invites them in. I have enough happening in my life right now. I do not need to invite them in. And so, look, if you want to do that, if you decide to do it, then you can send me an email and you can tell me about your experience. And I might talk about your experience, but I am too good at manifesting stuff. Let's put it that way. I'm too good. If I take my mind to that place, then yes, they will be showing up. I guarantee you. And I just, so this is one of those things. It's just a weirdo, creepy tie-in to this concept of like little green kids and black-eyed children and all these weirdies and all. What is all this about? Well, there must be something to it. If you just want to go out into the field, though, because you know I'm here in Las Vegas. If you just want to go out into the field, and you want to spend an evening with a world famous UFO videographer who's been trained by me and Mobius, who's got the best third generation night vision goggles, and you can do that, and you can see the sky like you've never seen it before. Imagine for every star you see with your naked eye, you'll see 20 through night vision on a clear night. Go to VegasUFOs.com. I am producing this experience for people who are in the Vegas area for a limited period of time. Jason Sirachi will take you out there with all the best equipment, and you can look up at the sky all night long, and God knows what you'll see. But that's good enough. You don't necessarily want to start asking for these entities to come knock on your door, right? It's perfectly fine to go up there and look at the sky. VegasUFOs.com. Okay. Before we wrap up here, I have this new segment that I'm going to do from time to time. You know, people talk about food for thought. Well, I figure I would do something like that, but it's just called mental manna, where I don't have any particular restrictions, any particular agenda. It's like a separate moment where I can just say, hey, here's something funny or weird or thought-provoking that I've encountered in my life that I can just pass along to you. Because my goodness, here in Las Vegas especially, I get plenty of these types of opportunities. So a few days ago, Lauren and I went to this big, nice hotel resort casino called the Silverton. As a matter of fact, George Norrie did a live event there one time. And the Silverton, oh, it's great. It has not only a big aquarium inside, but it's also attached to a gigantic Bass Pro Shop. And this Bass Pro Shop, it's two stories. And this is one of those Bass Pro Shops. It's one of the biggest in the world, I'm sure. And it's got like these waterfalls. Like there's a whole big area where there's an indoor pond with ducks and all kinds of big fish and turtles and waterfalls coming down from above your head. I mean, it looks like some kind of theme park. But it's all indoors, right? And that's just something that sets the tone for being at that Bass Pro Shop. So Lauren and I, we stopped by there. We went to the Bass Pro Shop and we were checking out some of the aquariums and stuff. Then we went over to the casino and we decided to have a glass of wine. Now, if you get a glass of wine from a casino bar, the quality is questionable. But there was a nice sort of like restaurant attached to the casino. And we said, let's go into this little, you know, like Italian place or whatever it was and sit down and get a glass of decent wine. You know, if you're going to drink something decent. So we sat down at the bar, the bartender there, the mixologist, very nice guy, and he gave us our drinks, and we start having this conversation about how that it's not uncommon for people to come off of the casino floor and to go in there because they want something of a higher caliber. And he said, let me tell you what happened to me just a few days ago. He said, there was this old fella who came in here, and he wanted to start drinking some fine liquors. And so he sat here and he's drinking liquor. And the next thing you know, this morphs into White Russians. Now, if you've never had a White Russian is, you know, it's vodka and like some kind of coffee liqueur and fresh cream or milk. It's like a milkshake. So you can get a really stiff White Russian and you can just sit there and throw those things back all day long. And people are on vacation. So they're just like, yeah, bring it on. It's my vacation. He says, this guy sits there and he's like throwing back these White Russians. And finally the guy goes, okay, I'm good. I'll take the check. I know what I want to do. So the guy gets his check. He walks through the casino, goes into the giant Bass Pro Shop, buys a fishing pole and some lures and a vest, walks over to the pond, and guess what? Yes, he casts his lure into the pond and starts fishing all of these impressive pet fish out of the Bass Pro Shop. And I mean, just like that, that is what happens, my friends, if you don't know what you're doing and you come to Vegas and you drink way too much, way too fast. You go to the Bass Pro Shop and that's not meant for that purpose. Okay. If there's any question, it's not meant for that. I'm pretty sure that night, that guy got a free behind the scenes VIP tour of the Clark County Detention Center. So, I hear all these interesting stories about things that happen in Vegas and have all these things that I want to share with you that are just quirky. So that's what I'm going to use from time to time, this mental manna segment for. Hope you enjoy that. Okay, my friends. Well, it's been another wild ride. So guess what time it is now? It's time for you to try to meditate. Just take 20 seconds. Meditate on making your next week the best week ever. I want you to close your eyes if you can. If not, that's cool. But just take some deep breaths. Calm down. And enjoy the good fortune tone. Here it is. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.